The administration has been busy reassuring the public that Ebola is nothing to panic about in the U.S. That's what any White House would be doing in a similar public health emergency. But for this White House, which is facing a drumbeat of criticism about its competence, the task is more urgent, as NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Administration officials fanned out among the Sunday talk shows with a simple message. We are on top of this. President Obama's senior advisor, Dan Pfeiffer, went on Meet the Press to say the president was focused on the virus every day.
The first thing we need to do is make sure that American people understand how hard it is to contract Ebola and to understand that there is no country in the world better prepared than the United States to deal with this, with the best public health infrastructure and the best doctors in the world. We've been preparing for this eventuality since the outbreak in West Africa started 7 months ago.
But it's not just Ebola that's preoccupying the White House this term. There's been a series of crises, big and small. The Obamacare website, the Veterans Administration scandal, Edward Snowden's NSA leaks, the failures of the Secret Service, the child migrant influx, the underestimation of the danger presented by ISIS. The list goes on and on. Pfeiffer was asked whether the public had a right to doubt the White House.
People should know that every one of the situations you mentioned, where a problem arises, we deal with it. We deal with it quickly. We deal with it forcefully to make sure it doesn't happen.
The White House is adept at cleaning up the damage. They fixed the ACA website. They got control of the border crisis. The president is now leading an international coalition in a military campaign against ISIS. But what about anticipating problems before they spin out of control? Bill Galston is a former Clinton White House aide.
I don't think this administration has been very good at getting ahead of the curve. It seems to be blindsided over and over again and then has to play catch up.
And Mr. Obama's headaches, just 1 month before Election Day, got a little worse this week with two swipes from former members of his own team. Former Defense Secretary and CIA Director Leon Panetta is on a book tour telling USA Today that the president, quote, kind of lost his way and that he too often, quote, avoids the battle, complains, and misses opportunities. Then David Axelrod, the president's former political advisor, criticized the White House for making this statement.
Now Barack Obama says,
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
As you can hear, it's already a Republican attack ad. And that's frustrating many Democrats who've been struggling to reframe the election so it's not a referendum on the president or his policies.
It was a mistake.
The cascading series of problems, while individually unrelated, are helping Republicans feed a long-running narrative that the White House is incompetent. It's a criticism that's on the tip of the tongue of many conservative voters, like Harry Allen of Georgia, who was interviewed last week as part of NPR's bipartisan Senate battleground poll.
I mean, he's a nice guy and all and perfectly intelligent, but I think he just does not have the background for it. He's in water over his head.
Of course, Allen wouldn't and hasn't voted for the president, but the danger for the White House is if independent voters or base Democrats begin to agree. In a midterm election, especially in the second term, a president's standing is one of the most important factors in his party's performance. Bill Galston.
People want their president to be in charge. I think one of the things that's happened in the past few months is that a concatenation of events has conveyed the impression that somehow events are spinning out of control. People are feeling pretty insecure, and one of the historical roles of the president is to serve as a source of security and reassurance. And it may be that when people look at President Obama right now, they're not getting those vibes.
Voters want the president to be forceful and decisive. They want him to lean in, the way he finally did with ISIS, causing his approval ratings to bump up. And right now, polls suggest the public still believes the administration can handle Ebola. The Pew Research Center found a majority of Americans are confident the government will prevent a major outbreak. Only 11% say they're very worried they will be exposed to the virus. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House. Thank you.